You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on Friday. And we're continuing this discussion we're having about what I call education battlegrounds. It's crazy to me that it has become such a thing that you know, education appears to be politicized. You have to worry about what's being taught to your kids because agendas, ideological agendas, are being brought in that parents would never have wanted. And then I'll be honest with you, part of it also, and I kind of parodied some conversations earlier about what it would be like to actually have to have a discussion with school boards that think they know everything, and because they're elected, they're just the ones. The truth is, they can be unelected. Well, I want to bring in somebody right now who's been in the trenches already, and she's proven herself on several battles here of late to include issues related to libraries. But Moms for Liberty is an organization that sprang up at the grassroots level down in Florida. Two moms got mad at what was happening in their education arena in their area, formed an organization that called Moms for Liberty, and they are now nationwide in record time. One of the localized chapters of that is in Madison. And Emily Jones is in charge of that one. So, Emily Jones, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. Hey, listen, again, thanks for what you're doing. Thanks for being in the trenches. So talk to me about school boards. You guys are actually identifying, and I think Moms for Liberty is actually pursuing this on a national level, but you're identifying races that you might want to put somebody into, am I right?
You are spot on. So for us here in North Alabama, well, Madison, we're focused on Madison City School Board elections and Limestone, because we kind of border both counties. So we're tracking several positions in both of those counties right now where there are open seats. Well, there are seats coming up for reelection that we really want to focus on getting some conservative candidates on the ballot and hopefully get them across the goal line into these seats, to your point, so we can start kind of reclaiming our educational system.
Well, let me ask you this before we get into the whys. Let's talk about the whats. So are these open seats you're looking at, or are you looking at taking out incumbents that are not toeing the line?
It's taking out incumbents in all seats right now. No vacancies.
That's outstanding. Are they currently held by Republicans or Democrats, or do you know?
They're nonpartisan, but I would call them more on the left-leaning side of things based on actions that we've seen to date.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I admire that. There's too often a mentality that, well, they're the incumbent and they're hard to beat because, you know, they've been there for a while. So what? I mean, I say there's only two ways to run a race, scared and unopposed. Every candidate hopes to be unopposed, but if they're not, they just need to run scared and do what they can. And I say make them work. If they're not doing the job the way they should, make them work.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, running unopposed is easy in a sense, but when you've got an incumbent in there, you know what you're up against. You've got, you know, a voting record, if you will. You've got actions to speak to that show whether or not they're doing the job they promised to do or not. So in some cases, I think having an incumbent's actually a little bit easier because you can point back to what they have or have not done.
Yeah, and you mentioned a minute ago these are considered to be nonpartisan races, meaning they don't have to qualify with the party. But the reality is you can ask them. There's no reason why on the campaign trail someone can't be asked, hey, so do you vote Republican or Democrat? Do you consider yourself a Trump supporter or a Republican supporter? Or are you going to vote for Joe Biden? And just find out what they say, because if they don't want to answer it, that tells you everything right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so let me ask you this. Have you identified these seats? I mean, can you tell us where they are? And do you have candidates already picked out, or are you still looking?
Potentially have two candidates. We talked to the husband of someone this morning, so he's going to put a bug in his wife's ear about running. So we've got potential. I know, I Googled that too. So we've got potentials. We don't have anyone that's like fully committed to running just yet. But we know the seats we've got to go after. We've kind of been asking around in the community, but wanted to put a bigger call to action out there in case anyone that's listening is interested or knows somebody that might be interested or has an idea. So,
and they are which boards?
So in Limestone County, it's District 6 and District 7, which probably means nothing to anyone because no one keeps up with the school district they're in.
Right.
So the schools would be Piney Chapel, Creekside Elementary, Johnson Elementary, East Limestone, and Ardmore.
Okay.
So if you're in any of those school districts, then you're District 6 or 7, and both of those seats are coming up. And then in Huntsville City, it's District 1, and it's a big district. It's McNair, Dawson, Lakewood, MLK, Mountain View, Rolling Hill, Sunny Hereford, and Jemison. And then the other one is District 5, which is Columbia, Highlands, Providence, Williams is the last one.
Okay.
So a lot.
All right. Well, I guess the reality is if you don't already have candidates picked out and people are listening right now, they should recognize that if they have a sort of a right side ruffian mentality, they might want to, talk about qualifying for the race. And it's not and the school board is not an overwhelming position in terms of the time it takes of you, but it can also be a very key position, which we've seen more and more of in recent years, how school boards have become very central to the culture of a local community. Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw everything that went down during COVID. Obviously, Moms for Liberty was born out of that. And everything you're hearing in the news is that we're rolling right back into that situation where we could potentially be masking, we could be shutting down. So having those seats on the school board are just much more imperative, I think, than anyone ever previously knew that they were. So it's a huge piece of our communities in the aspect of you've got children day in and day out. How you impact them with your decision on a school board impacts how they operate day to day out in the community.
Well, qualifying is coming up in the near future. Do you know when the qualify? Mm-hmm. I think most qualifying is going to be in November. Is that the same thing for the school boards, even though they're nonpartisan?
Yes, it's the November 10th is the filing deadline.
Okay. All right. So if folks want to qualify, the qualifying opens up in the next month and it ends on November 10th. And listen, this is where it starts. I mean, this is how... I mean, people who run for governor, you look back in their resume, you find out it started out with something more local, like, a local town council or a school board. That's where a lot of people start out.
Absolutely, it is. Because it is such a critical piece of just day-to-day life, but also you get that foundation of how everything works, how the state board works, and how it flows down. So it's not that I push it being a starting point for people, but in a lot of aspects it is.
Yeah, it's one of the purest forms of localized politics, and it's also one of the most important, we found out, because we discovered during COVID especially how much power and sway that one small group of people on the school board can have over what happens with your kids. And
absolutely.
And if you want to make a change in education, it starts at the local level a lot of times.
Yep.
Well, and this is being done, by the way, Moms for Liberty, this is a push on the nationwide level, am I right?
You are correct.
So if you guys find a candidate, let's say you find someone that y'all have sought out and they agree to run, what does Moms for Liberty bring to bear for their campaign?
So we can do it two different ways. The one option would be seeking endorsement through Moms for Liberty. If we do an endorsement, part of that comes with financial support that we're trying to raise money for with our clay shoot, and I can talk about that later. But there's endorsement options, there's financial support, there's toolkits that we have available that we can share with how a candidate needs to run. We've got resources to have a campaign manager. We can help with door knocking, social media, candidate forums, all of those things. Or if you don't seek endorsement in certain situations, some are not, there's still that we can put your name out there and just kind of educate the community for you. We can put out information about your campaign. If you're attending things and you just want volunteers, we can help communicate that, but on a little less involvement in terms of getting our members to go out and do the door knocking and activities like that.
Well, I can just tell you right now, having run for office myself before, what you just described is like absolutely invaluable. It's amazing what it means to have people who say, I will make phone calls, or I will knock on doors, or I will put an ad in the paper and sign my name to it. I mean, that kind of thing is amazing, and it galvanizes the candidate. The candidate feel when the candidate knows they're not alone, it's a whole new day. And
right.
Well, so you guys, let me ask you this. We got about a minute and a half or so left here, but I imagine you guys are in a fundraising drive right now to help with some of this at the local level. What do you got going on there?
So we have our clay shoot coming up on October 14th at Old South Clay out in Athens. We've got everything up on our website, or you can go to Eventbrite and pull up the event. It's Moms for Liberty Clay Shoot. But then the money raised from that will go all into our school board campaigns and endorsements. So if you're not interested in running for office for whatever reason, but you want to support, then get involved with our clay shoot and help us raise money to put back into our school board races.
All right. I like it. And clay shoot is right up my alley. So I'm going to start looking at name the date again. What was the date for it?
October 14th.
October 14th. Shooting clay is one of my favorite things in the world. All right. Listen, Emily, I appreciate all the work you do. I appreciate you making time for us today. And let's stay in touch and keep this thing going, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Absolutely. That's Emily Jones, local chapter president for the Madison County Moms for Liberty. And since, y'all, this is grassroots at its finest. This is what you're supposed to do. This is exactly what we need. It's conservatives who are saying, you know what? There's a way to band together and get something done. And oh, by the way, look at that office over there. We need someone conservative to run for it. Hey, I'm going to try and recruit somebody. And you know what? I'm not going to just love them and leave them. We're going to recruit somebody, and then we're going to help them get elected. That's awesome. Some of y'all out there need to think about running for school board. Think about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, you hear ads playing during the commercial breaks. Of course you do. That's the way it works. But those ads are there for a purpose. Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. We are not owned by the stations that we are on. We are a business like any other, and to sustain our operations, one of the ways we do that is by selling advertising. So if you hear what we're talking about and you're thinking, man, this guy's got it going on. I want to get myself lined up with them. I want Right Side Ruffians to know how to buy my products or services. Well, we can help you with that. And you don't call the stations to do it. You have to contact us directly. So the way it works is you go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message, and we will jump right in and get back with you and line up a way to get you on the team. So, yeah, we'd love to have you. rightsideradio.org. Advertising with Right Side Radio. Several text messages to catch up on. By the way, we got an update from Jeff from Indiana. Walmart up here does not have greeters anymore, just people running over your shopping for other people. Apparently, he listens while he shops. What else we got? John from Brownsboro. He says, here's one for you. My boy is four. He started pre-K. Come to find out, if he has an accident or vomits on himself, the teachers and the school nurse are prohibited from helping him get cleaned up. What? He has a spare outfit, which they require, but they have to call mommy. If she does not get there in 30 minutes, they call DHR for negligence. He's in the county. If mommy has a doc appointment, we are screwed unless we get him out of school that day. Wow, what? John from Brownsboro. I've forgotten what county, where are we looking at? Brownsboro. I need to look. That's nuts. I mean, okay, how about school nurse? Do your job. That's awful. Parents, you get down here in 30 minutes or we're calling DHR. Meanwhile, your child's sitting there with vomit drying on his shirt. That's just amazing. I assume they have janitors to clean it up, or do you have to call mommy to come clean the floor too? Good gosh. Thomas from Athens. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that very much, man. And thank you very much for what you said. TL from Huntsville. Isn't lowering the standards, talking about our education arena here in Alabama, they are intent upon enforcing the new third grade reading standards that they've been deferring now for the last 4 years. In fact, by the time it becomes enforceable, it will be 5 years since they passed the legislation. Cool. Defer. We can't defer anymore. Okay. Lower the standard. That's what they're doing. They're lowering the standard on reading proficiency. TL from Huntsville says, isn't lowering the standards like a tacit admission by the state school board that they aren't able to do their job? One would think. Absolutely. Leanne from Huntsville says, put your armor on. Buy and wear any Christian t-shirt you can find. The rainbow belongs to God. Said, I had a DNA test and God is my father. Show your allegiance. Okay, Leanne, thank you. Kathy from Madison. What do we need to do to get an elected school board in Madison? Great point. It depends on where you are. We were able to convert, if you will, in Etowah County. Our Gadsden City School Board was appointed, and it was awful. And so if you had an elected city council member who was a flaming liberal, you're just going to go ahead and expect that they're going to appoint a flaming liberal to the school board. And yet that school board was making decisions that go way beyond things that, you know, most people realize. And so we did. Here's what you have to do. Let me get to the point. I'm sorry, Kathy.
Hey, how are you, sir?
You're going to have your local delegation. And you're in Madison, so you've got a good local delegation. You've got a local Republican delegation. You're going to have them run a local bill for you. That's what we call it. During the next legislative session, they would have to run a local bill that converts, and it'll probably be, I don't know for a fact, but it'll probably be a constitutional amendment that requires a referendum vote of the people. I don't know that for a fact. But what you can do is have the local delegation look into it. If they all agree, they can run the bill. The bill then gets run. At that point, it switches over. And in the next election cycle, even the people who have been appointed would have to run again. That's what we did in Etowah County. It won't take effect overnight. You typically can't do that because then you're stripping the board of their current positions. You just make it by a certain date. They have to start running for their office. But that's what you'll do. Work with your local delegation, state house and state senate members. And out there in Madison, I believe you've got State Senator Arthur Orr. You've got State Senator Sam Gavan. You got good ones out there. So talk to them and see what they say. We got a caller on the line or nay? Nay, nay. Okay. Listen, coming up in a minute, got an incredibly interesting phone call we're about to have. Dr. David Calderwood. So he's been with America's Frontline Doctors. I believe he's also been affiliated with another group that I'm very familiar with called Concerned Doctors. And these are docs who have stood up against the withering fire of the hospital associations and the medical associations and the Biden administration forcing a narrative on them that says, hey, you can't be a doctor. I don't care what medical school you went to. I don't care if you're board certified. These are doctors who have been saying, listen, when it comes to COVID, we're the ones who decide what's best for our patients. And if they don't want to get a vaccine, they shouldn't have to. And oh, by the way, if they want to get, you know, ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, well, then by God, I'm the doctor. I'll decide what's best. Dr. David Calderwood, America's Frontline Doctors. He's from Huntsville, and he'll be on momentarily. Y'all stay tuned.